to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's coming up to that time of year again when we get ready to sit by the fire and wrap presents to go under the tree. But what does that smoke do to the air? And what happens to the wrapping paper once the gifts have been given? Christmas is a time to think about others, and this year, more than ever, people are being asked to think about the environment. There's no doubt that we can all get a bit carried away by the festive spirit, with market stalls and fairy lights tempting us all. We often end up buying far more than we actually need. Environmentalist and director at Zero Waste Alliance Ireland, Mullingar's Jack O'Sullivan, believes we can have holiday cheer while being sustainable.
Firstly, I'd say use your car as little as possible, because the worst contribution to climate change are the emissions from petrol and diesel driven vehicles. And even if you have an electric car, that will help very much. But electric cars require quite a lot of materials to manufacture. And the electricity can be generated from burning gas or from burning coal. See where places are selling the kind of things you want to buy. Decrease your journeys. Another possibility, which is less open to people at Christmas, but we can do it much more often at the other time of the year, is use public transport. Buy as little as possible. Only buy what you really need is going to benefit you or your family or your kids. And now we come to the wrapping paper and the plastic. If you're buying stuff, try if you can to buy stuff made locally. Stuff that doesn't have to be flown halfway across the world at huge cost. And less plastic, please, because every bit of plastic is made from natural gas or oil. So look for things made of wood, locally made of wood. You might be paying a bit more, but you're also helping local people as well. A lot of our paper, unfortunately, does get burned in incinerators, in cement plants. We do not have paper recycling in Ireland. We don't recycle plastic. We send it away to be recycled, or we burn it, which is even worse. So try to avoid taking stuff with lots of wrapping. Instead of buying toys, which are thrown away within a few months, try to do something nice, saying, let's all go to the cinema or have a nice meal together. Do something really memorable. By contrast with many European countries, and certainly in contrast with Far Eastern and African countries, the local farmers' markets are much more expensive. Mm. But you have the satisfaction that you're buying locally, you're supporting local people. So do try to buy from local farmers' markets if you can do that. What we're doing to the climate, what we're doing to the oceans, what we're doing to forests, everywhere globally, scientists are now telling us, and they're following very, very carefully what's happening. So they're saying that the global climate chaos is going at such a speed that we're probably not going to be able to stop it unless we cut back enormously, really hugely, on the use of fossil fuels. So sustainability is no longer a choice. It's, as they say, an existential matter. In other words, we have to become sustainable.
Many people have answered the call to try and be more conscious of the environment this Christmas. We asked some people what they are planning to do to be more friendly towards the planet over the holidays.
I intend to use more bags for presents this year rather than using wrapping paper, because wrapping paper cannot be recycled as much as bags can be reused again by other people, passed on again.
When it comes to the food, we're sourcing a lot of it locally. You know, we're getting our turkey from a local farm, and we have spuds and veg we grow in the garden. We'll be using a lot of those. That's always good. And then, I mean, we'll use the same sort of decorations that we have every year. No sense in going out and buying a load of new plastic stuff when we have boxes of it up in the attic already.
So I don't buy labels for my presents anymore. I use, like, the fronts of old Christmas cards, and I cut up the shapes and use those as the new labels. Also just cooking fresh a lot more with farmers markets and things.
Statistics suggest that waste levels are much higher at Christmas than at other times of the year, and I think that this should give people the opportunity to rethink their situation and try to be a little bit more eco-friendly. because in the long run it will actually put money back into their pockets.
I think I will, because I'll try to use a lot less packaging. I think there's way too much packaging used, particularly around about Christmas, and this should be reduced by a big, big margin.
Several of us want to be more sustainable, but it can be overwhelming and we may not know where to start. Solus Garden Centre are holding their annual Winter Wonderland, which is opening today. John Carey from Solus in Port Arlington has advice for anyone looking into sustainability this Christmas.
So sustainability is like a year-round thing for us. So this is just another element of what we're doing this year. We have our Christmas market starting this Thursday. And the theme of that is very much a reusable theme, whereby we have a lot of vintage and upcycled products for sale at the market. So you're talking furniture, gifts, decorations, all upcycled items. We'll also have a lot of people making handmade gifts out of materials that are probably recycled as well. So, yeah, all that will be available at our market on over December, really. Let's talk about decorations, I suppose. What we're definitely doing at Solus is we're trying to move away from all sorts of plastic decorations. You know, they're divin' huge in the past. That's if you think back to our youth, it was all about tinsel and those sort of decorations. So where we're really trying to go now is more wood-based products, moving away from the unnatural wreaths. And what we're doing now is we have a make-your-own wreath station at our garden centre, where we're supplying free foliage, and then you can walk around the different stations and pick up your different decorations, such as dried fruit. So that's very much a sustainable decoration that you can do. The biggest one of all is having a real Christmas tree and not an artificial Christmas tree, because that is probably the number one no-no, I would say. Real Christmas tree is definitely the way to go for your home. And not only is it looks better, it gives you that smell, that scent for Christmas. So definitely recommend a real Christmas tree.
For more information on how to have a sustainable Christmas, visit ourstoprotect.ie and see the fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.